It's great to have you with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. The travel industry in America has been sounding an alarm lately. They call it the Trump slump. Now, to them, that's a decline in international tourism to the United States in response to rhetoric and policies from the president. That type of rhetoric might make foreign visitors feel unwelcome in the country. You might want to think about presidential tweets about Muslims we just talked about, a travel ban, or the idea of a border wall. Well, new data from the United States Department of Commerce on Wednesday says the number of foreign tourists to the U.S. dropped around 4% in the first 6 months of the year. And experts say that matters.
International tourism alone supports 1.2 million jobs and is responsible for $32 billion in wages.
That's Laura Mandela. She's CEO of Mandela Research. She analyzes data about the tourism industry.
And these are the kind of jobs that are ready to go. I mean, these are shovel ready, so to speak. You know, the hotels are built, the restaurants are open, the attractions are running. We have workers who want to work, who need to work.
So what's really behind the slump, and how is it hitting workers and business owners? Jake Halpert is on the front lines of the international tourist trade. He's founder of Evergreen Escapes. They're an adventure travel company out of Seattle. The business had been growing for 11 years, but this year, business dropped off by a whopping 25%. I asked Jake what happened.
Number one, I think that there is a sense of fear around visiting the United States right now. A lot to do with issues around gun violence. Homelessness remains an issue that's scaring off some of our travelers. And there's also a strong dollar. So that's keeping some of the visitors away. But ultimately, I think that a lot of our market and our travelers are consciously or subconsciously choosing not to travel to the United States. And I think that's due to the current political climate.
Talk a little bit more about the current political climate. Do you mean to say that people are staying away because of President Trump?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think the anti-foreigner rhetoric is affecting our reputation around the globe. People are either disinterested in coming and supporting the destination, or they're just postponing and waiting to come at a different time. And so there's ongoing conversations between my sales staff, my team, and our direct clients, but also in our B2B relationships with our resellers overseas. They're having the same conversations with their client. There's just this general apathy and disinterest in visiting the United States right now. It just doesn't feel comfortable for a lot of these individuals.
Talk a little bit more about the typical evergreen customer, let's say in, I don't know, Taiwan or Beijing, and who they are and what they might be saying about visiting Evergreen now.
You know, these are high integrity individuals, and they are highly educated. They are interested in making intentional decisions. And when they look at the U.S. travel experiences right now, when they seek out us, they're looking for local experiences. We want to introduce them to the culture and the nature and national parks, get them embedded into our local communities. But right now, when they take a look at that, they're seeing that their integrity is not aligned with what the U.S. stands for at the moment.
Jake, I was surprised to hear you say that you thought homelessness was at the top of people's list of concerns when deciding not to come to the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're based in Seattle. We have base camps in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco. And many of my friends in the industry that come out and do product development and, you know, get out and explore the region, they'll often get to the destination and actually be pretty uncomfortable with the in-your-face homelessness in the streets. And that instills a sense of fear, which is unfortunate. That obviously translates to the end traveler as well when they're here and walking through our urban centers and our cities. And they might be going to great restaurants, but they're walking by homeless individuals. That's making them feel a little bit uncomfortable about the destination overall.
So, Jake, a 25% downturn in your foreign traffic is an awful lot. I wonder if that's sustainable. What's the future of your business?
After, you know, 25, 30, 35% growth out of the last 3 years, we're looking at, you know, being stagnant this year. And when we're on that trajectory, it's put an incredible crunch on cash flow. You know, I've been put in a position where I have to make some very difficult decisions. And I've decided that I need to sell my business and try to find a buyer that can scale and help grow this and overcome some of these obstacles. But the volatility is and the current climate is almost rendered me helpless, and my hands are tied behind my back. I've got a family to look after. I've got an amazing team, and I just don't have the means to be able to combat this type of negative impact.
Jake, talk about this government project, Brand USA. It's an organization that promotes the United States overseas as a tourist destination. Now, President Trump has suggested cutting it entirely as part of his budget. I guess we'll see if Congress goes along with that or not. But how important has Brand USA been to your business?
It's absolutely pivotal. I mean, I think that we really started seeing growth when Brand USA was established, and they've had remarkable success with what they've done. I was reading recently that they provide a 27-to-1 return on investment. So I would imagine Congress isn't going to let anything like that pass. But it is disappointing when that stuff gets into the news, when Trump's talking about building walls and putting money into keeping foreigners out, when the incoming tourist represents this wonderful opportunity to grow our economy. And it's proven to do so.
I mean, Jake, have you talked to your member of Congress or your local chamber of commerce? Because a call from a guy like you who's got a high-end business, who's bringing in people from overseas and bringing money into the community and employing people, who says, I'm going to sell because customers aren't coming in. I mean, that's the kind of thing that gets people's attention. Have you talked to them? What are they saying to you?
Yeah, absolutely. For many years now, and I actually sit in a state that that doesn't currently have a state marketing group or budget. And so that's a very hot topic in Washington state. And here we are with some of the most amazing national parks, great wine regions, and this wonderful urban center that is the Emerald City of Seattle. And so this has been an ongoing battle here. But there's just in the U.S., there's a general lack of understanding and a little bit of ignorance on the benefits of tourism. And so a lot of us in the United States just figure that visitors are going to come no matter what, which is absolutely not true. This last year, we've dropped from being the number 4 most visited destination to the number 6 or 7. We've been taken over by Japan and Great Britain. And so I think that Brand USA has done wonderful things for us. But it also takes a more holistic approach. It takes all of us here in the destinations to be open and ready and really rolling out the welcome mat to these visitors.
Well, it sounds like the welcome mat at Evergreen, at least with you in charge, Jake, might soon be a thing of the past if you find a buyer. What do you have your eye on? What's next for you?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at travel as an opportunity to break down walls. It's always been just a wonderful opportunity to connect individuals locally and around the planet. And, you know, I think part of the reason that we're in this position, this Trump slump on the tourism side, is because many of American travelers aren't getting out, don't have passports, don't have the opportunity to get overseas and build the traits of empathy and stewardship. So I'm focused on changing and reclaiming travel, focusing on personal transformation and personal growth through travel. And I think that will lead to global citizenship and a better planet.
Jake Halpert, founder of Evergreen Escapes. Jake, good luck.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd.
Hi, this is Rima Haider from Boston. Many of my friends in London won't visit me in the U.S. because they don't like being questioned and fingerprinted by U.S. immigration. When I go to the U.K., I just breeze right through immigration. And so I can see that my friends make a fair point. I just visit them in London instead.
Do you have friends or family who've decided not to visit the United States from abroad? We got this from Fiona on Facebook. My little cousin is going to visit Toronto instead of California. His parents are worried that something bad could happen, like him being locked in a little room at an American airport as a minor while nobody gives information, since that happened during the chaos of the Muslim ban. We want to hear from you. 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always leave a comment on our Facebook page about travel to the United States or anything else you hear on the show. You're a huge part of the show, and we always want to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.